This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has now approved a bill on Friday that is seen as the biggest climate package in U.S. history, delivering a major legislative victory for U.S. President Joe Biden ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The legislation to fight climate change and lower prescription drug prices aims to cut domestic greenhouse gas emissions. It will also allow Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices for the elderly and ensure that corporations and the wealthy pay the taxes that they owe. Democrats say it will help combat inflation by reducing the federal deficit. The House voted 220 to 207 along party lines to pass the measure titled the Inflation Reduction Act, and send it on to Biden to sign into law. The Senate approved the legislation on Sunday after a marathon 27-hour session. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses drew death threats from Iran's leader in the 1980s, underwent surgery Friday after being stabbed in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York. The 75-year-old Rushdie was flown to a hospital. His agent, Andrew Wiley, said that the writer was on a ventilator with a damaged liver, severed nerves in an arm and an eye, which is likely to lose. An Associated Press reporter witnessed the attacker confront Rushdie on stage, and punch or stab him 10 to 15 times as he was being introduced. Police arrested the attacker and identified him as a 24-year-old Hadi Mater of New Jersey. This is VOA News. Officials in Montenegro say that a man went on a shooting rampage in the western city of Cetinje, killing 10 people and including two children before being shot to death by a passerby. Montenegro's police chief says a 34-year-old gunman first shot and killed two children and their mother, who lived as tenants at the attacker's home. He says the man then walked out on the street and randomly shot 13 more people, seven of them fatally. A prosecutor coordinating crime scene investigation tells journalists the gunman was killed by a passerby. The FBI has recovered top secret and even more sensitive documents from former U.S. President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. That's according to court papers released Friday after a federal judge unsealed the warrant that authorized a sudden unprecedented search this week. A property receipt unsealed by the court shows FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records from the entire estate during a search on Monday alone. The seized records include some marked not only top secret, but only sensitive compartmentalized information, a special category meant to protect the nation's most important secrets that is, if revealed publicly, could cause exceptionally grave damage to U.S. interests. The court records did not provide specific details about information the documents might contain. A ship has docked in the Ukrainian Black Sea port to begin loading what for hungry people in Ethiopia. And that would be the first food delivery to Africa under a UN-brokered plan to unblock grain trapped by Russia's war on Ukraine and bring relief to some of the millions worldwide on the brink of starvation. For months, fighting and a Russian blockade meant grain produced in Ukraine, known as the world's bread basket, piled up in silos. In recent days, several ships carrying grain have left Ukrainian ports under the new deal, but those shipments were animal feed and went to previous buyers. The ship named Brave Commander will carry its wheat to Djibouti, where it will be unloaded and sent to Ethiopia. India will miss its renewable energy target for the end of the year, with experts saying multiple challenges included a lack of financial help and taxes on imported components of the stalling the clean energy industry. Recapping our top story, the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $430 billion bill on Friday that is seen as the biggest climate package in U.S.